With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S.-Israeli strikes against Iran have struck more than 7,000 targets, a number he says is actually going to increase as Iran's defensive capacity weakens as the war goes on. He also says that lawmakers will be asked to authorize more funding.
It takes money to kill bad guys. So we're going back to Congress and our folks there to ensure that we're properly funded for what's been done. For what we may have to do in the future, ensure that our ammunition is, everything's refilled, and not just refilled, but above and beyond.
Ed Hegseth said Iran's ability to manufacture new ballistic missiles has probably taken the hardest hit of all and was down 90% since the start of the war. Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's time for lawmakers to pass the Save America Act, which contains common sense ideas.
Requiring a photo ID for a whole lot of things in this country is something that, you know, Americans expect. You would think that they'd be able to produce one to vote in our elections.
And Senator Thune made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, it's been slow going, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off by about 350 points. The U.S. is awash in red ink. As Rich Thomason reports, the national debt has hit a record $39 trillion.
The debt hit the milestone this week. The Government Accountability Office says rising debt can raise borrowing costs for mortgages and cars. It can also squeeze wages and push up prices. Budget advocates warn that growing interest payments force tougher trade-offs. The federal debt has surged under both Republican and Democrat presidents, most recently fueled by wars, large-scale pandemic spending, and tax cuts. The U.S. national debt hit $38 trillion just 5 months ago. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. Scotland is rejecting assisted suicide.
After months of debate and a vigorous campaign by pro-life advocates, Scottish lawmakers have voted down a suicide bill 69 to 57. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says, quote, "We thank God that lawmakers got the message. So many colleges of medicine and disability groups expressed concern about the risks to the vulnerable and the sheer unworkability of the proposals." England is also considering assisted suicide legislation. Michael Harrington reporting.
China is rolling out a new law designed to promote ethnic unity. Religious freedom advocates inside and outside the country warn that the measure will actually be used to increase the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities. According to International Christian Concerns, quote, "The ethnic unity law consolidates an ideology that places loyalty to the Communist Party and to President Xi Jinping at the apex of national identity." This is SRN News. Fears of being replaced by AI has about 2,400 Kaiser Permanente mental health professionals on strike in Northern California.
The National Union of Healthcare Workers was joined in its one-day strike Wednesday by 23,000 Kaiser nurses. Oakland-based Kaiser says the AI claim is false and that AI will not replace human assessments. Workers say Kaiser does not currently use AI for therapy, but fear the technology will become good enough to make it an attractive option. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Uber says it will invest up to $1.25 billion in Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robo-taxis. Uber or its fleet partners are expected to buy 10,000 fully autonomous Rivian R2 robo-taxis with the option of buying up to 40,000 more in 2030. The company said initial deployments are expected in San Francisco. More details at SRNnews.com.